What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to another episode of The Hip Hop Enthusiast, here where we're keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018 with your host, as always, Kyle French, up in the Yukon Student Union Studios. Today is January 21st. This is episode 24 of the podcast. And today we will have album reviews for Punkin' by Maxo Cream and Apologies in Advance by Sylvan Lequeux. Then we'll get into a little What's On My Mind talk. I want to talk about quality versus quantity today. I will have our Song of the Week. As always, we'll be doing our throwback for the year 1991 on today's show. And we'll finish up with new music announcements, as always. So we'll kick things off. We'll dive right into it. We're going to talk about Punkin' by Maxo Cream. For those who don't know, he's a Houston-based rapper. This is his debut album. He has four prior mixtapes. Maxo 187 is really what launched his career and put him on the map. And I guess you could say Maxo is a trapper by nature. He technically would fall under that subgenre, kind of based on the production style he uses, you know, just the way that the things he talks about on the mic as well, whether it's crime or drugs or gang life. And he kind of goes for that hype, not really substantial meaning type of tracks. But I think he does bring a little bit more to the genre than that. Definitely brings more to the game than your typical trap artist. And one of those elements, I wouldn't say he's like an amazing lyricist by any means. He's not talking about the most profound of stuff, but I do think he's like miles ahead of most trap stars, guys you would think of like Young Thug, Future, Migos, guys like that. He's definitely ahead of them as far as lyrical content and technical abilities. And some examples of that would be like on the track ATW, where really the production takes a backseat and it's about the lyrical content, which you almost never see from this subgenre. And he's kind of just going at people who came up with him, who maybe aren't around anymore, and just kind of just addressing the way he sees the rap game currently. He calls out mumble rappers on that track, which is something the subgenre of trap is kind of known for, so you can tell he's a little bit different, taking a little bit different of an angle. And then also he has two songs, Roaches and Grannies, on here, which are two of the better tracks and also essentially are storytelling tracks, which you don't see a whole lot of from this style of rap. On Roaches, he's detailing how Hurricane Harvey, like I mentioned, he's from Houston. Apparently he was out of the city and when the hurricane hit and his family was calling him, and he was kind of just detailing the whole story of that situation and them having to, you know, basically avoid a life or death situation and stuff like that. And then Grannies is kind of about his upbringing and him getting into trouble and people in his family, I guess, trying to steer him down the right direction and while also kind of hold it down for him. So two pretty solid tracks that, like I said, at their core are more storytelling tracks than anything else. But what stands out the most on Punkin' is Maxo's flow. It's like hypnotism listening to him. It's so hard not to vibe to, so hard not to dance to his songs. It's infectious. And one thing he does this on the track Grannies, which I just mentioned, is he kind of takes the flow and the sonics that you'd use for the chorus, and he repeats them throughout the whole track. So it's almost like where people would be waiting for the chorus to hit, like that one really catchy part that they love, the part they listen to the song for. He takes the sound and the sonics and the melody of that, and he uses it for the verses and everything. So it's like you always have that feeling, that flow going on. And I think that does a great job of pulling people in. And like I said, it's almost like you're in a trance. It's almost like a hypnotic state of mind when he's rapping, because it's just so rhythmical and smooth how he handles the verses and everything, which is really cool. Definitely the highlight of the project. And another thing that Maxo brings to the table is just this charisma on the mic. In a lot of ways, he reminded me of 2 Chainz, the way he can just kind of weave in these like clever, funny bars, but also be talking in like a serious manner, which only adds to the just kind of like the humor and personality of it. So he definitely reminded me of 2 Chainz. A couple examples, like on the song Hobbies, where he quote for quote says, you know, shoot shit, take shit, those are my hobbies. And it's just funny, like those are not what people would typically think of as hobbies, but he's pretty much saying running around and stealing stuff and just doing wild stuff is that those are my hobbies. And it's just, he says it in a serious manner, which just makes it even more funny. And then also he's just got like funny little lines. Like he says, you know, Bulldog, I got a bulldog with a long nose, call him Scottie Pippen or something like that. And it's just, I don't know, these little lines that just bring some charisma to the tracks that you can't really describe that well. It's just kind of this aura he has when he's rapping. And then the production on here was actually surprisingly basic, especially for a guy who I said, if anything, fits into the trap subgenre. Most of those guys are carried by production, and they just kind of ride the beat saying random stuff. I mean, it's kind of the opposite on here. I thought the production was actually pretty basic. Just your typical bass line, and then you'd have, like, you know, those clap snares going on. But outside of that, it was nothing, like, incredible, nothing that I was like, yo, who produced this? Like, that was dope. So that was surprisingly, I don't want to say negative. It wasn't like the production was bad or there's anything, like, noticeably that, like, sucked about it or nothing like that. Just not going to blow you away. And it was more focused on Maxo's ability to rap on Punkin' than anything else. Of course, you know, the obvious detractors to, you know, this type of project is kind of the subjects. I hate to bash guys for subject matter, but, you know, it's nothing that's, like, profound or meaningful or important that they're saying. And, you know, his technical abilities aren't going to blow you away. Like I said, they are better than most. But it's, you know, not going to elevate this project to, you know, one of the best of the year or anything like that. So overall, definitely solid. Maxo proved, I think he has a chance to move trap forward in a good way. And he's far from a one-trick pony. Decent hype value on here. Pretty good replay value. Overall, a very good project for Maxo Kream. Best tracks, Grannies, Hobbies, Roaches, and 5200. Worst tracks, Astrodome Part 2, Go, and Pop Another. I would recommend this album if you like 2 Chainz, Juicy J, or Ugly God. And overall rating, I'm going to throw it a low 7. We'll play 2 tracks from Maxo Kream's Punkin' now, so I'm going to go ahead and play Grannies and Hobbies. Those are probably my 2 favorite songs from this album. And I think they do a pretty good job of highlighting who Maxo is and what type of music he can make, so we'll go ahead and play those 2 back to back. This is Grannies and then Hobbies.
Wake up in the morning, load my pistol, can't live on without it. Come from where you see a lot of bodies, but don't talk about it. Hard to find a plug, I middleman that package. Uncle Simon, hookers, strippers, crackheads, robbers, trappers, all in public housing. Uncle Bo was stealing from my granny, can't leave shit around here. Roaches, rats, and ants inside my pantry, can't leave food around here. Auntie Trish was asleep, I stole her car, and when I serving, robbing, grinding with my family through the struggle, hold them down regardless. Mama, daddy kicked me out at 50 while in renegade and moved into apartments with my granny, started going crazy. Then my brother Drew moved in, he fresh up out the penitentiary, whooped my ass, he made me to a man, I slang his cracking vacant. Auntie Trish was smoking up my weed, she used to work my patience. Every night I sneak off with her keys, I'm driving paper chasing. One night we robbed an agent lady, led the police on pursuit. GD Corey riding, Remy letting shots go through the roof. 2 days later, HPD pulled up and questioned Auntie Trish. She knew I took her car and hit a lick, but she ain't tell them shit. They searched her car and let her go, they almost charged her for a Grammy. Never snitched, betrayed a family, but she always told my granny. My granny oldest son is Alvin Jr., call him Uncle Maine. That's my favorite uncle, on occasion he smoked crack cocaine. Petty thief and junkie, but he always had my most respect. When I was 6, I seen him stab a nigga and he bled to death. Wake up in the morning, load my pistol, can't live on without it. Come from where you see a lot of bodies, but don't talk about it. Hard to find a plug, I middleman that package. Uncle Simon, hookers, strippers, crackheads, robbers, trappers, all in public housing. Uncle Bo was stealing from my granny, can't leave shit around here. Roaches, rats, and ants inside my pantry, can't leave food around here. Auntie Trish was asleep, I stole her car, and when I serving, robbing, grinding with my family through the struggle, hold them down regardless. My uncle Bo, my granny, youngest son, he always doing extra moving for the summer. He was tired of living in the shelter, up all night and sleep all day. You never know his sleeping schedule. Gotta hide my money, dope and clothes, that nigga still whatever. Bo was damn near 50, Four said on the block with all the youngsters. He too old for that. My granny said the streets gon' take him under. Always hitting place when I jugging with my older brother. Till he lost his life, they shot him twice. He tried to take some bun. My cousin Pooh was Untrich's oldest son. That nigga never listened. Gender with them pigeons. He got seen as 42 in prison. Certified killer. He the reason why I started cripping. Aggravated robbing, stealing, killing. Even shot some bitch. He turned me to a shooter. Said nobody gonna blast it for me. Pooh, he was a savage. Uncle Bo, he raised a crash dummy. When I was 12, he got me high. My first time ever smoking grass. He caught his girlfriend cheating. Grabbed a Glock and shot her in the ass. Wake up in the morning, load my pistol. Can't live on without it. Come from where you see a lot of bodies, but don't talk about it. Hard to find a plug. I middle man that package on consignment. Pesos, Dracos, still serve them in packs in the Vaco. Botox, face shots, pop at a nigga top to the K-Lock. Call Bobby, do a homie, chill in the trampolines, catching bodies. Slide off with your ice like hockey, shoot shit, take shit, that's my hobbies. I wish a cluck ass nigga would try me, put the lead in the skin like an ivy. Bulldog, long nose, call him Scotty. Four shots to his chest, that's an Audi. Smoke dope, sip dope like coffee. Cook coke, chop dope like a Roddy. Cut dope, sell soap to my auntie. Sell whole slang coke for my hobbies. I like to sip codeine when I pop Xanax. Like to serve whole things, QB's, Grammys. Might make a dope fiend hand, watch a caddy. Might make a dumb hoe think I'm daddy. Fuck around, build an empire like Lucius. Dirty clips dropping out like a dumb student. Fuck around, beat the pack down, I'm abusive. Retarded ass crib, handicapped, go stupid. Zips of the powder, K packs of the downers. Bouquet of the flowers, my trap so romantic. Robbing me stupid, I shoot you like Cupid. Your mom pulling tulips inside of your casket. Plastic man black with the dealer play tag. Hit me engine, Hellcat, make the cross on Jurassic. I make them boppers and all of her partners. Go topless for dollars, they working in magic. Her titties are plastic, she really a catfish. My neck is Alaska, my wrist do gymnastics. Stretch work like elastic, my pack acrobatic. My smoke bombastic, my trapping fantastic. Pesos, Dracos, still serve them in packs in the Vaco. Botox, face shots, pop at a nigga top to the K-Lock. Call Bobby, do a homie, chillin' the trampolines, catching bodies. Slide off with your ice like hockey. Shoot shit, take shit, that's my hobbies. I wish a cluck ass nigga would try me. Put the lead in the skin like an ivy.
You just heard Grannies and Hobbies from Maxo Cream's Pumpkin. Definitely an enjoyable album, fun to listen to. Would recommend. And now we'll move on to another album, much different, much different. Sylvan Lequeux and his album Apologies in Advance. Sylvan hits us with a deep concept album here. The whole project is framed as if it's like an AA meeting, but for people having like trouble emotionally, it's intensely personal. So it's like AIA, Apologies in Advance, instead of AA. And there's skits throughout of like the meetings and the discussions that the group is having. And they're mostly going over like different topics of like human condition and acceptance of self. And it's a lot of introspective, like sentimental stuff. It definitely takes a certain mindset to really get into. This is not an album that you just pop in and we're like, oh, you know, I'm looking for something to listen to. I'll just bump this for a little bit. It's not like that. It's you kind of got to listen to the whole album at once. It's one long story with these skits woven in and out of it. It definitely takes a specific state of mind to get into. I don't want to say you have to be like, you know, depressed and feeling lost and really introspective and sentimental, but I mean, you kind of do. So it's definitely not the easiest album to get into. Sylvan tackles like weighty subjects on here like guilt, acceptance, selfishness, expectations, love, the idea of perfection, and it's pretty intense all the way throughout. As an artist, Sylvan's very versatile. There's no real like areas of his rapping game that you can point out and say he's not very good at that. Like, he's kind of got all his bases covered. He's capable of mind-bending, like relentless bars, intricate flows. He packs a lot of meaning and passion into his lyrics, and he also has the capability to impress you with like these bridges and these singing melodies and these moments. In that way, he was pretty similar in my mind to the album we got from IDK this past year, where he could just come out of nowhere with these, you know, beautiful bridges and he can also, you know, go hard with the bars and the verses. So it was impressive all around. Sylvain Lacue's self-proclaimed biggest influence is Kendrick Lamar. Great guy to look up to. And it comes through very obviously on here. There's similarities in his voice, his style, his cadence, his melodies. They're all reminiscent of K-Dot. And this album honestly could be seen as like a baby Damn, just in the sense that he's tackling like internal conflict in a conscious manner, which is a lot of stuff that Kendrick got into on Damn, which was without question one of the best albums of 2017. I will say Sylvain can come across a little lazy at times, which is surprising because what he's talking about is really important and intense. But sometimes he does come across lazy. It's almost like he's bored or he doesn't really want to be in there making the track. I don't know what it was. It didn't bother me too much, but I definitely noticed it on a couple tracks where he was just very subdued and almost like too calm for what he was talking about. Some of my favorite moments on here would be the song Grateful, where he's looking around at all the negatives in his life that he could point out and say, oh, look, my life sucks. But instead he flips it and he points at all the positives and he talks about how he's grateful for those things. He also has the track 555, which caps off the album, which he said was inspired by Jay-Z's 444. That's why it's titled in that way, so 555. And this song pretty much encapsulates everything the album's about. It is the outro, and he talks about the flaws he has himself, and he kind of just honorable humility comes through and admits, you know, that he has these problems or whatever, but he's moving forward and he's cool with it. And I don't know, it's a big, like, perspective song. And so I think there's a lot of moments on here. There's just something for everyone to connect to, something that everyone can take away from this. He touches on so many different aspects and factors of just, like, human life. So it was a great album. It's definitely not, like I said, the easiest to get into. It's enjoyable once you get in the right state of mind. And there's no like hype value on here really. There's nothing like up tempo that you're just gonna like bang to. There is one track that he cleverly sneaks in, the track POME, which is an acronym for Product of My Environment. And this was after a skit where they were talking about how much you can be affected by the environment you grew up in and the people you surround yourself with. And so all of a sudden he like goes in about, you know, his upbringing and the area he came up in. And it's really similar to Mad City by Kendrick Lamar, which is a lofty standard to compare it to because that is one of Kendrick's best songs and a song that really took over the world more or less when it came out on Good Kid, Mad City. But POME is very similar the way it just relentlessly like goes hard, details life in the area and the community that Sylvain grew up in. And that was one of my favorite tracks on here too. So he does slip that one really up-tempo song in. But besides that, it's more, held back and reserved. When you go into all these topics, and especially when you do it through skits, you can be prone to, you know, critics calling you cheesy or corny. I don't think this came across quite that way, but I do see it. I think the skits, I would have definitely cut down on them more. At some point, it's kind of like people sitting in a circle like, oh, I'm going to be me today. And it is a little bit over the top and it is a little cheesy. So I think it would have been better off if they shortened up the skits and, you know, the guy leading the conversations would just kind of pose a question and then the track would come in and that would answer the question. That would be the conversation as opposed to the people in the meeting discussing it. So I would have cut back a little bit on the skits, but they are important. So you do have to have them. And it is cool the way he conceptualize the album. I'm a huge fan of concept albums, like what Joyner Lucas did last year with the telephone messages and then responding to those on the next track. Stuff like that, it does fascinate me. I do award guys, you know, kind of bonus credit for being able to make something so cohesive and thought out and structured. So that was really cool. Overall, it's a great album, probably the best we've heard in 2018. Obviously, it's only January. But I will give it that honor. Best tracks, Guilt Trip, 555, POME, Grateful, and Coffee Break. Worst tracks, Selfish and Empathy. I would recommend this album to people who like Kendrick Lamar, Joyner Lucas, Rex Life Raj, or JIDK. for an overall rating, I'm going to give this an 8 right on the nose. I think it's a very good project. It's not, you know, up into that 9 range or high 8 because it is tough to get into. And like I said, there are a couple negatives to it. But overall, powerful. I don't know if this is Sylvan's debut, but he's not really a big name on the scene. So hopefully this will, you know, help him bring some clout in and make a name for himself moving forward in the rap game because he definitely has talent. I'll go ahead and play 2 songs from Apologies in Advance. I'm going to play Guilt Trip and 555. So I'll play those back to back right here.
Relative when the stars align. Feel like my heart are falling a line. Money and murder hollow my mind. I pull up a eradicate on a dime. When I die, I want all my words in a shrine. Bury me 20 feet on a pyramid. I don't know where my fear is. Only fill it with God. Elevate on my spirit. All hell to the mind. I don't know better, but red on my life. Isn't a product of many highs. Riddle with sin, sun in your mind. If I don't get glory, what is your life? I made in my reflection. Plans for you before mama had C-section. Plans for you before daddy was finessing. All of your dreams mesh for my many children alike. I fill in my voice with worldly pleasures. What a success, why do I measure? Physical gain, max the pressure. I'ma need a 745 dripped in leather. Paradise, 100 mil, Kodak, perfect weather. I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. If I could be anything in this world, it'd be free. I feel it like Duckworth. I know it must hurt whenever my pride clings. All of my lies in Fidelity Opera, all in imposters. I don't know the meaning of living inside the moment. Forsake gratitude often, I condone it. I am only human, God knows my components. Eyes in a mirror, look at my opponent. Kill 100 rappers, I send my condolences. This is a figment of my imagination. I don't know if I deserve the admiration. These days, no, you gotta bring half the patience. I remember when I was desperate, had to make it. Bleed acceptance, feed my restless. Need to impeach my precious sense of self. The feeling of needing more to be more. Devil and God on a seesaw. And I know it's wrong.
Got me looking to the past when I'm moving forward. I might slip up on my ass, but I never fold up. I might pull up late to class, but I always show up. Yeah, even when it's dark outside. And even when it's dark outside. And I know, I'm a mess, I done made a mess now. Caught me slipping on a ride, whipping from the left now. I've been all up off my game, young, dumb, and stressed out. Might not hit a triple-double, but I put my best out. Yeah, even when it's dark outside. And even when it's dark outside. And I know how it goes. I need to work on my soul. I need to work on my goals. I need to balance my patience. Work on my pace to empty my woes. I need to feel my emotions. I need a grip on my focus. I need to know what I've chosen. It's not just for me and nurture my closest. I need to work with my father. Too many curses I harbor. I need a break from my habits. Cleansing my spirit. Filling my chalice. I need to know what I offer. Show me a way to go farther. Peace of mind is gonna cost. And I've been fucking up for quite a while. Don't know how to hide it. I've been dealing with some problems by myself in silence. I ain't always at my best, even when I'm smiling. I might lose it under stress, but I always find it. Yeah, even when it's dark outside. And even when it's dark outside. And time time and time again. I gotta turn around and tell myself. Life's too short for the cards I dealt to decide my health. The mind might help when the spine might jump in the limelight. Well, will I lose sight? Only time I tell. Does anybody else feel lost on the planet? Build back layers to my soul like, hold up.
I pray for the days when the new way teaching me. Don't catch up,
being these long headed. Ain't no ceilings, yeah, what's killing? 09 Drake, heavy in my feelings. Before, phone, hold me millions. Number one off in Pike State building. A state of bliss coming in the air, no feeling. If I ever had a down moment, so I'm killing it.
You can have all that you want.
Choices on choices, voices on voices. Teeter totter through the piece of drama. Feeding water spirit, what my ego wants. I be chill pilling, yet I'm Holly Summer. Caught between the Ottawa and Dalai Lama. Woo! I need an end of my ways, I need an end of my ways. This ain't the end of the days, this is a pivotal page. Decisions on decisions, am I your vessel of truth? As crooked as any politician. I'm from where niggas don't have a pot to piss in. Mama's in the kitchen, rent is no forgiveness. Rebox on the stenches, we got good intentions. Circumstances changing, devils start to clench it. Toe to toe with demons, angels on the benches. 30 on the clock, clutch it through the trenches. Which side? I could be lost to live or deprived. Sever my ties, decide to be blind or open my eyes. Yeah, even when it's dark outside. And even when it's dark outside.
You just listened to Guilt Trip and 555 by Sylvain Lecue from his album Apologies in Advance. Both those tracks have been heavy on my playlist recently. I like both those a lot, and the album overall is just great, so I would highly recommend to listen, especially if you're a fan of Kendrick Lamar. And now we'll move on to our What's on My Mind segment here. And what I want to talk about today is the value of quantity when looking at like an artist's discography and their overall career. Everyone knows quality is obviously the main mark where you're going to judge most guys off of. You know, obviously if a guy puts out albums that's a 9, it's better than a 6. You know, it's easy to tell, like, who's the better artist. That matters more. But to a degree, I think quantity does come into play. I've got a couple examples that I want to run through and just lay out why putting out, you know, a large quantity of albums does help a rapper's legacy. I think it shows a lot of work ethic and passion they have towards their music. And it's just impressive to me, to a degree, to put out, like, multiple albums in the same year or just have the longevity to put out albums like every year for a long stretch. That's something Jay-Z did. He put out an album every year from like 1996 to 2004 every year, and the quality was high. And now obviously it only matters since the quality is at a high level, but the sheer quantity numbers are impressive. And a couple examples I'm going to run through. I'll start with Lil Wayne, one of my favorite artists of all time. And that man was putting out work relentlessly. Whether it was albums, mixtapes, features, he had more than anybody in the 2000s, I would have to guess. The only other guy who comes close is Gucci Mane. Overall has way more projects out there, but his quality is pretty low. So there's definitely a cap to that. Eventually it's like, okay, stop putting out work. But with Wayne, it's a little different. I mean, he's putting out great albums. The Carter series is one of the best series we've seen in hip-hop. Obviously, he's tailed off a little bit recently, but his No Ceilings mixtapes, his Dedication series, his Drought series of mixtapes, all this stuff was of pretty solid quality. These weren't bad projects by any means. And the fact that he's just putting out relentlessly every year, every few months, always coming out with new music, always in the studio working, to me, I respect that more from an artist. A lot of people say, oh, I'd rather see a guy drop, you know, like, an elite 9, 10 out of 10 album every 5 years as opposed to a guy drop a lot of 7s or 8s and a couple 9s. I would disagree. I'd rather see that guy just pump out work and give us fairly high quality than get these guys who just take forever to put out amazing albums. Now, obviously, I appreciate that too. But one example I would use there is two legendary 90s hip-hop groups, Tribe Called Quest and The Roots. Now, Tribe is infamously known as one of the most consistently high-quality groups of all time, music acts of all time, really. And they put out 5 albums in the 90s, all very, very good. And then they were gone for 18 years. And they came back in 2016 with We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service, which, yes, was one of my favorite albums of 2016 and another amazing work. But on the other side, you have The Roots. They came out in the 90s, too. They released, I want to say, 3-4 albums in the 90s. And then instead of disappearing for 18 years, they put out 8 albums in that stretch that Tribe was gone. and all their work is almost as high quality as Tribe, so I'd rather take them. That's one of the reasons I think the Roots have the greatest discography of all time, is the combination of quality and quantity, because they came out with an album like every 2 years, and it was always just top of the line, top 10 of the year, like every time they dropped. They were constantly evolving and changing, finding different sounds, still hitting us with quality music. Whereas Tribe, I mean, I would sacrifice some quality on their albums if it meant we would get one or two albums in that 18-year stretch that they just disappeared off the face of the earth. I know Q-Tip was doing stuff solo and Fife was doing his thing. It's not like they were gone from music completely, but as a group, they had disappeared. And yes, even though their albums, if you probably average their quality together, it'd be a higher average score than the Roots. Barely, though, I would say barely. The Roots are right there with them. But the quantity is what puts it over the edge for me. And so I think it does come into play. I think it is a valuable factor. Another recent example would be Brockhampton. I mean, they came out this year between May and December. They dropped three incredible albums. Some people think those three albums are the best of 2017, which is shocking. And part of that, part of the appeal, has to be the quantity. If they just put out Saturation 1, it still would have been my album of the year, but I wouldn't have seen Brockhampton the way I do now. Part of the shock when Saturation 2 and Saturation 3 hit was the fact that everyone was like, how can they put out this much good work in 1 year? It's, if they had extended that out over 5 years, it's not as impressive if they do it in 6 months, to me anyway. I know quality is king, I get that. But, you know, these examples are just some of the reasons why I think quantity is overlooked and people who say it means nothing are in the wrong. My final example that I would want to bring up, and I hate to do this because the man is a legend and it's not his fault that he couldn't get out more work, but the Notorious B.I.G., Biggie, the Brooklyn street legend, I mean, he put out one undeniable classic, one of the best albums of all time, with Ready to Die. And then he put out Life After Death, his double album, which I think is great, but not quite a classic. And that was it. Unfortunately, we lost him in 96. I'm sure he would have come out with more music. But it's hard for me to say that he's like the greatest of all time, or even like top five, when we have two albums from him. Yeah, the technical aspects, the quality of the work, it was there. But I just can't give him credit for two albums, you know what I mean? Like, I'll throw him in my top 10 just out of pure respect and for how good those two albums were, but I just can't go higher. And a lot of people say he's like the greatest of all time. I mean, how can you give that to him when there's a guy like Nas, or, you know, guys like even Tupac, who we lost early, had more albums than him. He had like 5-6 projects out there. I mean, MF Doom, Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, all these guys, they did it for 2 decades. And Biggie doing it for 3 years. I get the quality is competitive, but the quantity, it's a wash. It's not close. And if you count the amount of guys who put out two amazing albums and then deteriorated after that or went downhill, I mean, you can look at Eminem, for example. Imagine if he passed away after, like, the Eminem show, or, like, that was it for him, never made music again. People would say he's the greatest of all time, and some people still do. But you got to keep coming out with projects and keep coming out with good projects. And unfortunately, for those two guys, it didn't happen. So that's just my 2 cents about it. I wanted to talk about it just because it's been on my mind. I've been thinking about it, having conversations with people about it. So I figured I'd give you guys my perspective. I put up a post about it on my Instagram page, at HipHopEnth, HipHopEnth. You can go on there, comment, check it out, DM me, let me know, you know, what you think about this topic. But in conclusion, quality, yes, it is king. But quantity, I think there's definitely something to be said for it. And it definitely makes me respect guys who have the longevity and the work ethic and the passion to keep putting out music. So that's my thoughts on that. And we'll move on to our song of the week. And since I didn't really disrespect Tribe Called Quest, they're still one of the greatest groups of all time. But since I kind of knocked them a little bit, I figured I'll go back to them. I'll give them some respect on here just to prove I am a huge Tribe fan. And like I mentioned last episode, for Song of the Week, we are going to be doing throwbacks, since I did a lot of 2017 songs, and I was thinking I was going to do more 2018 songs, but I was like, hey, people got to know I listen to more than just the stuff that just dropped yesterday. So we're going to throw it back to 1991. And today's song of the week is Scenario by A Tribe Called Quest from their album, The Low End Theory. One of the best albums of the 90s. A lot of people say The Low End Theory and Midnight Marauders by Tribe Called Quest is the only like group with two tens in their discography. Two of the best albums of all time. And this track, Scenario, is one of my favorites. We get great performances from the two lead vocalists in Tribe Called Quest, Fife Dog and Q-Tip. And they also feature the leaders of the New School on here. An infamous verse from Busta Rhymes to close out the track. And you also get nice verses from Charlie Brown and Dinko D, two other members of Leaders of the New School. So go ahead and play your song of the week, Scenario by Tribe Called Quest from 1991.
It's first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get the loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of pain, dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there. Yeah! Head for the border. Go get a taco. I see record from the jump street. Meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard, but act like you know.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe,
y'all.
Real
vibe, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Lay back on the payback, Evolve, rotate the gates.
Contact!
Can I get a hit?
Hit!
Boom, bip, with a brother named Tip, and we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North, Cackalacka, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loops for the troops, more bounds to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blue.
Scooby-Doo, whoopee-doo. Scenarios, radios, rates more than four. Scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors. Now I go for mine, shades of G-Shore. Ship shape, crush grapes, eights to play tapes. Tapes make drakes, make for the weight of an
Ella, Anita.
Simply just the leader. Bass in the space means peace, see you later. Later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator. So yo, the D, what the O? Incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flat, back, first fist, foul. Fight, 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 laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Ooh.
It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime so I ain't no criminal.
Criminal.
I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test the water, little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I did.
I heard you rushed and rushed
and attack.
Then they rebuked and you
had to smack.
Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the air.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom,
from the cannon. Not bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, vocabulary's necessary when digging into my library. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do still like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the girl, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will twist you in a turban. And have you smelling right like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync. The vibes are on town. Tripping up the sound just like a ratio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Classics only here for Song of the Week. The next few episodes, and that's one right there, Scenario by Tribe Called Quest, legendary group, iconic song. That Busta verse gets me every time. That's some heat right there. Next week, we'll be doing a Song of the Week from 1992, so stay ready for that one. We have some new music announcements to wrap up the show. We have Paranoia 2 by Dave East came out on the 16th. And then on Friday, we got November by Sir. We got a couple mixtapes, Aren't You Glad You're You by Domo Genesis and For My Fans by Fetty Wap. Those aren't like studio albums, more like just mixtapes throwing some music out there, but two names that definitely have a decent following, so I figured I'd mention them. And looking forward, next Friday we have Culture 2 by Migos and Woke You Up by Sunny Digital. And at first, so Sunny Digital is a producer. I thought this was going to be like a DJ producer style album, but it looks like instead he's actually going to be rapping on here. There'll be a couple features, but he's going to be the main artist you hear. And this is definitely a switch up because he's been a producer for a while now. He has dropped like a couple songs, but they didn't really take off. And everyone sees him as a DJ. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm kind of excited to listen to this. I'm not sure if it's going to be good or not, but it'll be exciting to see if, you know, someone can come from behind the boards and perform well on the mic. Not to say that, you know, producers and rappers can't switch spots. They do all the time, but you know, Sunny Digital has been in the game like a decade, and he's pretty much found his groove as a producer. So to see him coming out with an album where he's the featured artist, I don't know, it'll be cool. So that's what we got for the show today. The Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018 with your host, Kyle French. Go listen to some dope music. Check out those two albums we talked about today. Pumpkin by Maxo Cream, Apologies in Advance by Sylvan LeCue. Two solid projects. And gear up for that Culture 2 by Migos. We'll see what we get. And I'll see you guys next time on another episode of the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. Peace.